Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxo, your host. And today we are going to be discussing probiotics because we've had a lot of conversations online and lots of questions. And there seems to be an awareness and there also seems to be some confusion. So the biggest thing I think that helps kind of give you that baseline foundation that you need about probiotics is just understanding why they're important and understanding how they benefit you in general. So we're going to just discuss how bacteria is even shifted in the body. So then you kind of have a better understanding of, okay, I can understand why this is important. I can understand when this is important, and I can kind of learn my own body and decide when it's most important that I need to make sure I'm doing actual probiotic supplements or I'm shifting to probiotic-rich foods regularly. So let's get started. We're going to cover a few things here. So big picture. Our body is more composed of bacteria than it is of human cells. So think about that. If you have something that is the majority of anything, a little bit of something is not going to change that dynamic or that balance. So if you think about if our body is covered and composed and full of trillions of bacteria, friendly, well, I should say good and bad, that's the balance. It is a balance because there are, you know, E. coli and, salmonella and all that living in and on our body all the time. It's just when they proliferate and grow and take over that they are now a majority and not a minority. That's when you have problems. So, with our body being mostly microbial, the things that shift, the things in this world, the things we do, what's common for our culture now, the things that can change this is one of them is frequent antibiotic use. And I don't know anybody who hasn't had antibiotics. I'm sure there are people, but I know I grew up taking them. I know I've had them as an adult frequently. And that is what shifted some of my gut health and caused some of my health problems is because of that chronic use and then never repopulating and putting back in the good bacteria so my body could recover and repair. So the antibiotic use is definitely something that is a point that you have to remember. And whenever you are on antibiotics, you should be doubling up on your probiotics. So, and just alternate them. Make sure that they're not taken at the same time, but they're taken at opposite times of the day. But you should be increasing your dose to a couple a day whenever you're getting a dose of antibiotics. Because, I mean, let's face it, antibiotics are important. They are needed sometimes, and there's no way out other than take the antibiotic. So no big deal. Double up on your probiotic. If you are doing fermented foods, increase some of those, and you should be good. You can repopulate and regrow over time. So it is what it is. That's how I look at it. I try to look at this whole thing as a balance. There's not one perfect way. There's not one way to do this. And I think some people, because we're all different, they can get away with more antibiotic doses and just repopulate it on their own. And then there are others, their life has changed forever from antibiotics. So I'm not speaking on one extreme or the other. I'm saying middle ground. Let's be middle ground what most people can handle. And most people can handle antibiotics when they need it, and they can repopulate and regrow the good bacteria and recover just fine. So ask your questions, do your research. You are the only one living in your body. You are the only one, you're the best health advocate of your body. So ask questions. What are the risks? What are the consequences if I take this antibiotic? What do I need to be worried about? Is this a broad spectrum that's going to be impacting every system of my body? Okay, I need to know that. So antibiotic use, that's one thing that can shift that whole microbial balance in general. And then we're all clean freaks. Well, I mean, kind of. So using hand sanitizer, antibacterial soaps, I mean, who didn't go through that phase and think that all that was a good thing? I did when my kids were younger and I didn't understand all of this information, and it wasn't, some of this wasn't known because the Human Genome Project hadn't been completed, and so this is a learning curve. We're all growing and learning, and as this evolves, then we learn more and shift and change as we know. So, and I'm sure there are things that we say now that are going to be changed and altered or tweaked in a way that is better. So that's just how it is with health and nutrition and science. It's ever evolving. So as you know, our whole culture of, you know, hand sanitizers everywhere you go, that has played a role on our health. That has shifted our balance of microbes. So in a more of a negative way. Because we are supposed to be interacting with microbes. The soil is full of them. When you grow plants, they are exposed to all of those microbes, bacteria, in the soil. And it grows and is all covering our plants that we eat, fruits and vegetables and grains. It's covered. That is a great thing. We want that. And that is how, you know, you repopulate those bacteria is with some of it can be with the food because they're naturally on the food if you actually ferment them. And that kind of leads into our next item of discussion, and that is we're not duplicating our ancestors. So people might be thinking, okay, so nobody in my, you know, history of my family ever took probiotic. So why is it all of a sudden we now need to take these fancy probiotic pills? And technically you wouldn't have to if we still practiced what our ancestors did, and that was eating cultured and fermented foods. That is a very rare find. I do have some patients, they'll come in and I'll start that talk track of talking about, hey, you know, you would really benefit from some fermented foods or cultured foods. So kefir, yogurts that are live bacteria. And if you don't know if it has a live bacteria, make it yourself, or take the store-bought one and open a capsule of probiotics and let it sit out for a day, and you know that you'll have good bacteria in it. But if you've not put that into your life of eating fermented and cultured foods, you've lost that art of your ancestors. And so those are your choices. So if you aren't going to eat fermented foods, you're not going to be consuming, sauerkraut that has been sitting out on the counter for a week, so the bacteria that was naturally on that cabbage could grow and flourish. If you're not going to do that, then no big deal. Take the probiotic. That will be your saving grace, and that will help protect and regrow and just, you know, protect you from everything that we're exposed to in general in life. So you get to pick. So I'll put a link to our recipes for making your own fermented food. I mean, that's the cheapest. You can do it for a buck and let it ferment for a week, and it'll last you for a couple of weeks. So you have to do it a couple times a month. It takes about 20 minutes, and pretty simple. No big deal. If you don't want to take the time, you're not interested in doing that, totally get it. You can buy it. Wild brine bubbies are some that I've bought before and that I can keep on hand. There's also some other online that you can get that are just, you know, raw fermented vegetables. So, you know, sauerkraut. So the cabbage is probably the most popular, but you can ferment other vegetables. So you can do carrots and, you know, cucumbers and you name it. You could do beets. You can do salsa. There's so many things you could ferment that makes fabulous food, and the flavor is so good that you could have it in your daily life. So you get to pick. I'm not opposed to either one. I honestly do both, and I just keep that balance going, and that's what has helped my health overall, is just doing both. And it's just a little bit of fermented sauerkraut every day, and that's just, I do my best to do it. If I miss a few days, no big deal. I'm pretty consistent at taking probiotics every single day, so I know I'm covered. So you get to pick whatever fits your lifestyle the best, and it gives you kind of the good balance of different microbes and good friendly bacteria, then that's what you should do. The next thing that kind of impacts your bacteria balance would be your diet. So the sugary, carby, starchy, pre-prepared fast foods are the foods that really kind of feed, not kind of, they do feed the bad bacteria. So if you've, you know, had antibiotics, you're, you know, always using hand sanitizer, and you're, you know, trying to do your best to protect your health, and then now your diet isn't quite where it needs to be because you're not eating those vegetables, those plants, and you're not making sure that you have those on a regular basis, and you're not out gardening, you're not in nature to be exposed to the dirt and all that, that you can get those microbes naturally, then, you know, your diet will play a huge role in how you feel, and it will play a huge role in your health because you're feeding the wrong guys. So if you migrate back to after weight loss surgery, if you migrate back to sugary, carby, starchy, pre-prepared, packaged fast foods, guess what? You're going to get that balance out of whack. On a couple of other podcasts, I think it was on my fourth or fifth podcast that's on our website, WLSgutHealth.com. Make sure you go there and check out all the podcasts and learn a little bit more. But I talk about on there how weight loss surgery immediately shifts those dominant strains of bacteria, the Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes. The Bacteroidetes are found in more healthy, non-sick people, non-obese people, and the Firmicutes is found in more obese and unhealthy or chronic disease state people. And that shift is reversed after weight loss surgery. So you have this window, you have this opportunity to really maximize, you know, this honeymoon phase after weight loss surgery, where you really get the most of your weight off, is in that first year. I mean, honestly, really the first 6 months is where you're going to see the most. But really that first year is kind of what, you know, we say is the window that you want to be diligent and work really hard at making sure that you are focused and doing the things you're supposed to do. And I'll tell you, it's kind of deceiving. After weight loss surgery, you can easily find that you can go wrong and do wrong, but you don't get the consequences. So it's very deceiving in, you know, if I have somebody that comes in and they're not exercising, and, you know, they're at their 1 month or 4 or 5, 6 month visit, and they're not exercising, and they're eating chips, and they might be, you know, drinking some sweet beverages or eating some crackers or things that are not on the meal plan and shouldn't be reintroduced. in general, you know, I really challenge them, because the last thing I want is for them, one, to get, you know, these bad behaviors back so quickly. Because you need time. You need a long window of time where you've said no, 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 no to these foods, and you have really gotten used to alternatives. You've gotten used to living life without those foods. So it's not hard. It's not hard to say no. It's not hard to stay on task and do the right thing, because you're changing habits. You're changing behaviors. If you only do it for a month and you go right back to your usual routine, you're going to have a hard time, one, keeping all the weight off, and two, even getting to your goal weight, because it's just not long enough. You have to change. And part of that comes with, you've got to have more time to build up that good army of bacteria so it can help and fight and defend you. And that's where, you know, your diet plays a role. That's where taking the probiotics takes, you know, plays a role. And that's where, you know, eating the fermented and cultured foods, those will all play a role on how successful you are after weight loss surgery. So I think just looking at this big picture of, you know, if you don't take probiotics, you will hate yourself later, because you lose that window of opportunity to lose weight in that first year. And taking a probiotic pill is not going to help you drop 50 pounds. That is not going to be possible. There's no pill. There's no one thing in life that you can do that will just magically help you drop 50 pounds you know, a year after weight loss surgery. Just not going to happen. So if you do it in conjunction with making all these lifestyle changes and doing, you know, the shift all together, and you're building up that army, you have a better chance of things, you know, being in your favor long term for being more permanent. And you have the ability to control your success and how your body responds to food, and all that can be shifted easily within that first year. I have had patients that their gut is such a mess, it might take 2 or 3 years to fix. Mine, honestly, at 1 year, I had significantly seen a huge improvement. But it wasn't until like year 2 and 3 of being consistent, not perfect, but consistent at staying true to, you know, taking my supplements and making good food choices and making sure I'm eating prebiotic rich foods and all that, that made a huge difference in, you know, when I did have things that were not, you know, beneficial to my bacteria, that guess what? It didn't impact it negatively. It wasn't going to harm, you know, my health just because of one event. So, you know, take this opportunity in this first year and just really focus. Get used to taking your probiotic, or be brave. Try the fermented foods. And, you know, or you may remember your grandparents actually having crocks in the basement full of pickles or, you know, sauerkraut that they kept continuously brewing. And you know, they had a stash always. And I have had patients tell me that, oh my gosh, I do remember that. I do remember crocks in the basement and those foods that we, you know, my parents and grandparents grew up eating, that we just don't. So if you've got the equipment that have been passed down to you, or you remember doing it, you know, go back to it, go reintroduce it again, and that will help you with the big picture. And, you know, I am a food person. I believe in whole real foods. And at some point, could you not take a probiotic? I do believe so, as long as you're eating enough of the fermented foods. So, and it just depends on your health. So as you heal and get things back in balance and in order, however many years or months that takes, once you get there, then you can play around with it. You know, you'll find the magic dose of fermented foods that you need to have in order to keep your balance and feel fabulous and not have skin issues and, you know, not have sinus infections and vaginal yeast infections or have, you know, constipation or diarrhea or, you know, bloating or gas or all those things that you have of symptoms. Once those are corrected, then you know you're there. You've got the balance that you need. So I think you get to decide. The ball's in your court, and we have the ability to change and make a difference. What our health is going to be 1 year, 5 year, 10 years from now, based on these choices. So I hope all this has made sense. If not, please ask the questions in on our website at wlsguthealth.com and start a conversation. I'd love to answer any questions and help in any way give you this baseline foundation that you need. Also, follow us on the Gastric Health Show, and that is on Facebook. There's also on YouTube where the Gastric Health Show, and we would love to have you follow us on iTunes for the Gastric Health Show. Just click on follow this podcast, or you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, and same with following us on Facebook. So we would love to have all of you interact with us and ask any questions. And we have appreciated the questions and comments that have been made and the insight that you've shared. So please continue doing that. We love interacting with you and hearing the things you're already doing or the things that maybe you didn't realize you should be doing. So we hope that, you know, going to our website will be a great resource for you to have as a place that you know you can get reliable content. So thanks so much for listening in, and we will see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.